When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Oh, wow. What a joyous song that is there.
Is it 5 o'clock?
It is not. So,
it makes you feel like it is 5 o'clock.
I know.
It does make you feel like 5
what
o'clock.
What is up with me with the microphone?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know.
He doesn't even notice. That's the
no,
funny
I just keep
part.
Going.
Yeah. So normally we have Tornado Shapiro at 3:30 on Fridays, but we're not going to be here. So I said, hey, we don't need Tornado Shapiro. There's no way he can do a forecast 5 days out. And yet, here he is.
It's a holiday weekend, a long holiday weekend. Happy Thanksgiving, man. Tornado Shapiro. Game day forecast.
We do not need a game day forecast 5 days out.
I'll tell you, 4 days out. Well, I'll tell you what Tornado's got, a musical intro, and that's a lot more than Hurricane Schwanz has. Tornado, hit the music.
It's the game day forecast from the world's most accurate and famous meteorologist, Tornado Shapiro.
They're famous for their crab joints, but have you fellers ever eaten at the Bearded Clam?
No, we have not.
I know a weather gal worked down there part-time serving clams, Savory Sally over WWW-BYOB. I made a few runs down to Baltimore myself, the Baltimore Pike. You can also take the slow ride down Route 40 through Elton. Looking for love? Pick up some bargains. Don't get yourself stuck in the tunnel. That Fort McHenry tunnel looks tasty at first, but it could be costly. That toll is up to $6, my friend. Baltimore, home of Coppin State University. Well, I'm pretty sure a young Ike Reese had a co-ed recruiting trip to Coppin State. In the early 70s, I worked at WNBP. One of our weather gals, Frisky Fran Finkelman, went to Coppin State. She was copping fields all through the five-day forecast. Come on.
All of this just to get to the forecast. Here we go.
Old Tornado, did I have a time down in the Charm City. From the summer of 1973 through the fall of 1985, I must have dated every weather gal in and around Baltimore. My streak was more impressive than Cal Ripken's. Baltimore's a great place to drop anchor. And I heard the harbor's nice, too. Hello.
All right.
One night it was me, Ike Reese, Ray Lewis, Johnny Unitas.
Come on, man. Trolling
around.
Johnny Unitas.
We're at the Inner Harbor drinking Natty Bows at the National Aquarium. Ike Reese got caught sticking his nose in the tuna tank.
I remember that, too.
We ended up in a tussle with an exotic fish called the humphead rash fish. Came to shove. Humphead was murdered. And thankfully, Ray Lewis came up with a good cover story. No charges were filed.
That, there is no way that happened.
By the way, let me take this opportunity to wish all of you a very heartfelt happy Thanksgiving to you and your families. And tomorrow is Turkey Day. Don't forget to baste your bird, Jack Fritz.
What does that mean?
Well, don't take your bird out of the oven too early. Nothing worse than premature evacuation.
Oh, God.
Actually, that might...
Boo, boy.
Might want to try that, Jack. How many kids do you have now?
Done, too.
You have a nice holiday, and get some of that gizzard, too. That's tripe of the poultry.
All right.
You gotta work the giblets, my friend. All work
right.
Them, ladder
okay, okay.
Them up with gravy. Fill that platter for Fat Aunt Helen and watch Uncle Dutch fall asleep and drool come out of his mouth. Best meal of the year, I say. Plus, I love a mouthful of pie. Mouthful of pie after dinner. Sometimes I'll take dessert.
Okay.
I knew that was going wrong.
Yep. Yeah. All right. 4:25 kickoff Sunday. What is the weather going to be like in Baltimore?
Partly cloudy, cold, and mostly dry, just like my family on Thanksgiving. High of 42 degrees. It'll be just over freezing at kickoff. Pungent breeze coming in off the harbor. 1% chance of precip, so you never know.
What do you never know, then, if it's 1%?
I'm trying to keep your listeners safe 4 days out from event, fella. Like my daddy always said, protect yourself, wear a raincoat. 50-50 shot of rain. Music!
There is no outro music. Guy is out of control. Completely and totally out of control.
And he's stepping it up a notch.
Yes, yeah. You, Johnny Unitas.
How about that?
Ray Lewis.
Ray Ray. Sugar Ray. Johnny Unitas. Joe Conklin.
You mean Tornado Shapiro.
I mean, yes, Tornado Shapiro. My bad.
All right.
This guy. The one time his mic's on.
Yeah. Johnny Unitas. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark says, twice the twinkle this holiday. Win a brand new Harley Davidson or Ike's Custom Championship ring. Details at marks-jewelers.com. Which question do you want? Which do you prefer, real tree or fake tree, or are you thankful for WIP?
Give me a real tree, fake tree.
Okay, what do you think? What do you think the poll is at?
Fake tree. Okay. I mean, people in Philly got a real tree.
Who knows? Maybe
there's no damn grass around here. No trees.
The listeners are suburban anyway.
Yeah. Paul Bunyan Jack over there.
I was speaking to the city guys.
Right.
Yeah. Well.
Wait, but there's no city guys on this show even.
No, I meant city people listening.
Oh, okay.
People in the city.
So it is actually real Christmas tree at 53%.
Wow. Yes. A bunch of liars,
man. I was going to say, they're liars.
You like to smell the pine.
They're liars.
You guys aren't treesmen.
You're not a treesman either.
I love trees.
You buy a tree.
And then throw it away.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, burn it. Well, I probably shouldn't say that.
Why?
You're not allowed to burn the tree.
Yeah.
You can only burn the tree like one day a month in the suburbs.
Holy
see?
Cow.
See, he's
this
caught.
Dude,
he lives
dude.
In Westchester.
This dude ain't going to be at your house.
His address is...
So you're not supposed to have fires in town. Well,
yes, yes. You said that fast, though. I'm like, yeah, you burn it.
Yeah.
I love fires, man.
You're an idiot. You are a total moron. Well, Christmas trees means... Cold means winter, means if you haven't done anything about your old drafty windows or doors, it means high energy bills. It means being wrapped up in 17 blankets on the couch, maybe a couple of hoodies, because you have been silly and not upgraded your old drafty windows and doors. So the big end of year sales event at Gaida Door and Window is going to help you with that. Get this, 40% off each window you buy. 40% off. And it's not just Friday, by the way. This is through December 31st. 40% off every professionally installed window. 40% off every door. Doesn't matter what kind of door, garage door, storm door, patio door. And they know that you got money put aside for gifts this holiday season. So you don't have to touch it when you start your project because you can start a Gaida with no money down and you can pay it off interest-free for up to 12 months. So Gaida end of year sales event expires December 31st, all prior sales excluded. What you got to do is call Gaida today, schedule a free in-home estimate at 877-GO-GAIDA or visit them at gogaida.com. That's gogaida.com. We have a bit of a Juan Soto update from Jack right after we talk to Rios. Rios, you're on WIP.
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
What's up, Rios?
What up, Rios?
You must be very down with the lose. It's good if they lose on Sunday. I imagine that's right up your alley.
Let me tell you, sir. I swear, you know how to trigger people. You know what I'm saying? I'm in a gym, you know what I mean? You know, doing leg day. You know what I mean? I see somebody like walk past me. I already knew, like, man, this dude orders, you know, boneless wings. But anyway, then I hear you trigger me, you know what I mean, and saying stuff like you're doing. And I'm like, all right, I know what Spike is doing. He's getting people pissed off during the holidays. It is what it is. But look, I hear what you're saying. But let's think about this.
the stuff that the Eagles been through already from freaking the thing last year, and the stuff this year going on with Sirianni, going on with Hurts and everything, man, look, that's freaking enough. If we go on and just win all the way through, then that's great. We just got BG, our OG, the OG of the team, got hurt. You know what I mean? And now I already know Hurts knowing what he got to do. It seems like he's getting better and better each game. To the point where even throwing certain windows that it's like on them slants or whatever it is, and then our play calling and everything. So, you know what? Let us go win through.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Plus, look, check this out. We got gentlemen like the MVP on the team, a team player, a man who's about the team. We got the team, everybody looking forward to everybody doing well. So I think they got themselves on track. And I think we got people in the locker room right now who will smack somebody the hell up when they smelling themselves too freaking much. Man, stop smelling yourself. We got something that we could do. And when we hit that playoffs, I'm going to tell you, a lot of cats on the Eagles, Jalen Hurts, whatever, they're going to have the bubble guts because they know what type of team we freaking have. They're going to have the bubble guts because they know what they need to freaking do. And ain't nothing else. All we need to freaking do is keep winning. We know what's our issues, and we handling that while we winning. You know what I'm saying? Because we were acting like guys in the beginning of the season, some of the losses that people cry, acting like guys who damn eat boneless wings. So they went straight to leg day. They went straight to what you did, what you put up yesterday. Ike, you put up Mr. Damn Pound Town Assassin. Huh? Jumping around. Kim, they know what they're doing. And look, I know who you are, Ike, because even in that video, what the hell dance was that? Huh? Hey, what was that? But look, if you do what you feel, you did two lunges. What were you doing, a late day dance? You know what I mean?
So, he's coming after you.
He's ripping me, man, for my Sixers dance.
This is what we on. We on leg day. Man. We on Pound Town Session. We on assassination of all teams. And you know what? BG, yeah, he got hurt. But you know what? Mission 59 ain't over. BG needs to be there. He needs to be in the locker room. He needs to give out his energy because you know what? He already showed them young cats. Oh, look what I did during the year. So he got the respect. Look what I did. So get in them young cats next and let them know. What you going to do? Stop being a sucker. They come back to the they do something wrong, smack them up a little bit, get your ass back out there and stop being a punk. You know what I mean? That's what we need to do. That's exactly what we need to do. Act like we're not happy with nothing. Nothing. We need to go there and do that and you know, do the old school on Thanksgiving, eat the drum leg like back in John Madden days, huh? And throw that thing down right on the plate. Go right and eat something else. You know what I mean? Pound Town Session for Thanksgiving, all the way through the Super Bowl. Mission 59, huh? Spike.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I need you to do leg day, buddy.
No, he'll hurt his hip.
Yeah. Leg day's over for me.
Hey, you could do air squats.
I do air squats.
Yeah, give a little videotape that.
I do some planks there, too. I know that's not leg day, but I do some stuff.
Well, you ain't a sucker.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? You on that. You eat boneless wings?
No, I'm vegan. I don't eat any wings.
right.
Yeah.
But effectively, right. Yeah, yeah.
No! Yeah.
You don't know what to say about you being vegan.
We're getting you off the boneless wings. You started wearing Tim's, I believe. I mean, I ain't see it, but, you know, during Philly season, but, you know, they crack the bed. But look, man, y'all need to stop that stuff, man. Go get you a good turkey leg and never. You already know what time it is, all man. Right. Y'all, happy Thanksgiving, gentlemen. Peace. Go, Birds.
That was an outrageous call from Rios.
Oh, man.
He came right at your neck.
Yeah, he said I was doing lunges.
Yep. All right. Let's talk a little baseball with our baseball fellow.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Sacrifice for Soto. Here's Jackie Baseball.
Yeah, I saw last night around, like, what, 12 maybe?
Yeah.
Well, we got news?
Yeah, Blake.
I'm in bed after 11:30 news goes off. 11 o'clock news goes off.
Yeah, okay.
Little news.
This guy.
Yeah.
Blake Snell signs the Dodgers. Seems like they have no problem just signing everyone.
Man.
And more deferrals on it, I believe. I think 50-some million deferred.
Are you paying these guys in Bitcoin?
Wouldn't be surprised. Whoever the next ownership group is going to have about $700 million they're going to have to pay to all these
exactly.
contracts they're signing
now.
They're
going to wind up selling the team. Like, yeah, it's not my debt.
You know what? Everybody's, like, whining about them signing everybody. We need rules. We need salary cap. Screw it, man. Just, like, go beat them. This is baseball. It is not I don't care what your super team is in baseball. They've been spending more than everybody else for 7 years, and they've only won one real World Series.
That's true.
One. And look, their rotation next year.
Yeah, we're not counting that one they won with the 60
no.
games.
No,
yeah.
One does.
And they've got, look, they've got like eight legitimate starters, I think, on the team. And they won with, I think, one of them last year. But I don't know. Jack, are you like up in arms
no.
that they're spending all this money?
Okay. No, I mean, it's annoying. It's like, oh, the Dodgers got another guy. But ultimately, it is baseball.
Yes. The Dude, Yankees used to do it years ago.
What?
They're in a different class.
Of spending, yeah.
Of everything.
Yeah. Listen, they're very good.
I'm just saying, when we going to step up?
Phillies have stuffed up. They don't have hedge fund money like they have.
No. And now we're going to cry broke.
I'm not crying broke. The third highest payroll in baseball. I just, you know.
Well, I'm just saying we got to keep up.
They will. Eventually. Long offseason.
It's a long offseason.
It is long offseason.
Winter meetings start December 8th. That's when you'll get your little move.
Okay. All right.
Oh, our little move. We're getting a little
yeah,
move
you're
now.
Your little, yeah. Stack off.
Not a big deal. Blake Snell's not even that
think
good.
The prospect.
He's not even good.
Crochet's bad.
Yeah.
Well, Crochet is better.
So he is better.
Yeah, don't
he
you
is
worry.
Better.
I tell you, we're going to get closer to spring training, and my idea of taking a step back this year is going to become more reality.
Yeah, if they don't do anything.
Yeah.
I'll be right there with you. I would say bring the kids up. Get Aiden up here, Justin Crawford, Painter.
Yep.
Love a good little reset in the middle of a World Series window.
There was a little bit of Soto news.
Oh, you want me to move this along?
Well, I'm looking at the clock. We got Baldy. You know, I just want to make sure you get the info in.
No, I know. I'm just kidding. Yeah. So Todd Zielecki on the Phillies show, the second best Phillies podcast, was talking about the Juan Soto situation, and he had this to say.
Well, Todd, if you say they're going to meet with Juan Soto, we're not going to make it the first thing on the show, but it is something. But if you're going to meet with Juan Soto, aren't those meetings already over?
That's what I can't figure out. It's like they're going to meet with him at some time. Meanwhile, there's a round of offers that are happening right now.
Yeah. They're not going to meet with him.
This feels like a reaction to us talking about it on the air.
I think so.
That's what it feels like to me.
Them saying that they're going to be, hey,
yes.
Tyler, yeah, well, don't worry, we'll meet with him.
Yeah.
And then he'll sign and they'll go, oh, we never even had a chance,
yeah.
You know? So, yeah. I can't decide what I would rather they do. Whether I'd rather they meet with him just to pacify us.
Right.
Whether I'd rather they say, hey, look, and John Middleton, to his credit, has said this once. He didn't say it. You know, when he said it, the Business Journal thing, it wasn't public when he said he thought they're going to stay. He's going to stay in New York.
New York, yeah.
I can't. Jack, what do you want out of them?
Well, what I want is, if you want to go get Garrett Crochet, just go get Garrett Crochet.
Right.
It's it's been a couple off seasons where it's, if this falls into place, I want to plan. You know, like I want a man of action. In 2018, when he took over, he was there for a little bit, but his whole plan was, I'm going to go get Chris Sale. We need an ace. You know, and the Phillies have an ace, so it's fine. But I want them to be aggressive in doing something that they have like conviction in, rather than, We'll see if this falls into place.
Right.
You want to trade Bohm? Trade Bohm.
Right. Be the aggressor. Don't be the reactor.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't think they're getting Soto, but you also have to start making other moves and setting up yourself that way. It's a little bit too inactive at a time where you lost in brutal fashion to the Mets.
Yeah.
And
you don't feel the sense of urgency.
Right. And I just want there to be, if you look at Crochet, everyone's going to talk themselves into Crochet. They'll be excited about that. But
sure.
It's like, I don't want this feeling of we're falling into it.
Yeah.
Which I kind of feel right now.
Well, I do understand.
But if you fall into him, though, you'd be okay with it.
Yeah, yeah. But like, if you want him, then go get him.
Right.
It feels like they're waiting for the perfect deal, which I get into a certain extent. But if he's your guy, then go get him.
Well, and also, they don't have to worry for the market to be set. That's one. I can understand the Bregman thing. They got to wait for Soto to sign. If you're going to sign a bat, they have to wait for Soto to sign. You don't need to wait for Soto to sign to go trade for a pitcher.
No.
Yeah. So there were some rumors about the Dodgers being interested in Crochet, too, weren't there at some point?
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Yeah. Yeah. Now,
they don't have
you would think this would take them out of it, but you could never really count them
out.
Oh, my God. It seems like.
Be ridiculous.
Seems like Red Sox and us for Crochet. So we'll see.
I was going to ask.
And Mets.
So Baldy, we have Baldy next. I'm not going to ask him to lose the game question.
Yeah, I don't think that would go.
He's going to lose
well
respect
Baldy,
for me forever.
Yes.
But I do want to ask him about the situation we were talking about last segment with Saquon and the final game. So Baldy, our Odyssey NFL insider, is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.